This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Why do we keep Easter? Many Christians do, and don't even ask themselves the question as to why. Is it something which the Bible commands? Should we actually keep it? Let's first of all talk about the concept that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Friday and that he was resurrected on a Sunday. Now, is this possible in light of the biblical evidence? You see, if you look at the Bible and you find a statement which Jesus Christ made about himself, you immediately see a huge problem with this idea, because he said that he would be 3 days and three nights in the grave, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish or the whale or the sea monster. Now, you find this actually in Matthew chapter 12, in verses 38 to 40, because the Pharisees were challenging him, and they wanted a sign. And he said to them, "No sign is going to be given to you except this, that I will be 3 days and three nights in the grave." Now, he later defined in the book of John that a day consists of 12 hours, and then the night follows, equally consisting of 12 hours. So therefore, we are talking about 3 24-hour days and nights. And so therefore, how can he be in the grave from Friday sunset to Sunday morning and still fulfill that sign which he gave that he would be the Messiah, that he would be 3 days and three nights in the grave? Now later, when the ladies came to the grave, I'd like to read this to you from the Authorized Version in Matthew chapter 28. Beginning in verse 1, it says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord ascended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear you not, for I know that whom you seek, Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." So notice this carefully. The women came to the grave in the end of the Sabbath, when the Sabbath was ending, and Jesus Christ was already risen. He was already resurrected from the dead. You see, he wasn't there anymore when they came to the grave. The reason being that he was resurrected around sunset, just before the end of the Sabbath. Because you see, the days start and end, according to the Hebrew calendar, with sunset. And so the first day, Sunday, began. But it began, in today's terminology, Saturday evening. So Christ was already resurrected Saturday evening when it had become dark. Now, people have understood that. Commentaries have understood that Christ was not crucified on a Friday, and that he was not resurrected on a Sunday. They have maintained over the centuries that Christ, in fact, was crucified on a Wednesday, just prior to sunset, and thereby he was fulfilling the only sign he gave that he was the Messiah, that he would be 3 days and three nights in the grave. I'd like to quote to you from Donald Gray Barnhouse, Eternity, June 1958, saying this: "Ancient Christian traditions, attested to by the Didascala Apostolorum, as well as by Epiphanius and Victorinus of Pitau, who died in, listen, 304 AD. They give Tuesday evening as the date of the Last Supper and prescribes a fast for Wednesday to commemorate the capture with the following torture, trial, and crucifixion of Christ." You see, Wednesday is when he died, when he had to die and had to be put in the grave, to be in the grave for 3 days and three nights. And he was resurrected Saturday evening, not Sunday morning. The Companion Bible published the following in its appendix. It said that Christ was crucified on a Wednesday. Now, some have pointed out that in the book of John, it says that when he was crucified, it was a preparation day for the Sabbath. And so they conclude that therefore it had to be Friday when he was crucified. But you see, in the book of John, and let me read this to you, it says something very specifically about that particular Sabbath. You can read that in John chapter 19, beginning in verse 30. It says, therefore, because it was a preparation day, that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day. They went to Pilate to ask for the body to be taken down. This was a high day, a special day, a great day. You see, in the Bible, it's not only the weekly Sabbath, the time span from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, which is called a Sabbath, but also annual holy days. Seven of them are called high days, and they're also referred to as the Sabbath. And so in the book of Leviticus, very clearly, Sabbath are mentioned in relationship to annual holy days. And so yes, the day prior to the annual holy day is called the preparation day, preparing for the annual holy day as well as for the weekly Sabbath. So therefore, in this particular case, the annual holy day of the first day of unleavened bread actually was in that year when Christ was crucified and died a Thursday. So with Wednesday evening, that annual holy day, that annual Sabbath of the first day of unleavened bread began. And so then, of course, Wednesday was a preparation day for that particular holy day. It doesn't say that it was the weekly Sabbath, that was the preparation day prior to the weekly Sabbath. It's interesting that in Matthew 28, the scripture I just read, in the Greek, it actually talks about the fact that the ladies came to the grave in the end of the Sabbath, plural, referring not just only to the weekly Sabbath, but also to the annual holy days. Both had just passed. Now, where then do the origins for Easter come from? I mean, why do we keep Easter today? Even the name is telling. The word Easter is derived from names like Astarte, Eostra, or Istra. And Istra, it's well known, was the Babylonian goddess of spring. She was the queen of heaven, which Jeremiah talks about quite a bit. And you see, rabbits were symbols of fertility. They were associated with the worship of Istra. Think about it. What do Easter eggs, colored Easter eggs, what do rabbits who lay eggs, quote unquote, have to do with the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Absolutely nothing. These were pagan rites which were brought into, quote-unquote, Christianity. But they have nothing to do with the worship of God the Father and Jesus Christ. Why Friday? Why Sunday? These were days which were used to worship pagan gods. They were known under the names of Attis or Mithra, or Marduk, and they were, quote-unquote, worshipped long before Jesus Christ was here on earth. And they were killed, according to those legends, on a Friday. And they were resurrected, according to those pagan ideas, on a Sunday. And when Christianity was embracing paganism, they wanted the pagans to come into their fold. They just took those rites and gave them a Christian mantle. And that is why Christians are celebrating Easter today, with all these rites. It's not in accordance with the Bible at all. God tells us that we should not worship Him in the way that the pagans worship their gods. Let me just quote to you from Arthur Weigel. He wrote in The Paganism in Our Christianity, "The clergy could not prevent the people in various countries celebrating the great holiday at Easter in honor of the resurrection of Attis and other gods." And the Women's Encyclopedia of Myth and Secrets has this to say about Attis. Attis' passion was celebrated on the 25th of March, exactly 9 months before the festival of his birth, the 25th of December. Notice this. Christianity believes that Christ was born on December 25, which he could not have been. And so they are celebrating his birth on Christmas Day, December 25, not realizing that December 25 was a day when the pagans worshipped their gods, thinking they were born on that day. It goes on to say in this quote, the day of Atta's death was Black Friday. Today it's called Good Friday. It's the same day, just has received a different name. It was called Black Friday. That's when this Atta's and other pagan gods, quote-unquote, died. It says a god died and was buried. He descended into the underworld. On the third day, a Sunday, he rose again from the dead. Do you see why Christianity today celebrates Easter by thinking that Christ was crucified on a Friday and that he was resurrected on a Sunday, which according to the Bible, he couldn't have been? It is all taken from pagan customs. The Encyclopaedia Britannica, in the 11th edition, volume 8, page 828, tells us that there is no indication of the observance of the Easter festival in the New Testament or in the writings of the apostolic fathers. No proof that true Christianity, the early Christians, have ever kept Easter. And Calvin, the reformer Calvin, felt at one time that Christmas and Easter were so paganized that he refused to keep Easter. Now, these are the facts, my friends, and if you want to know a lot more about it, we have a free booklet. Is that in the Bible, Man's Holidays and God's Holy Days? And I would recommend that you would ask for a free copy. Now, this booklet goes into many of the days which man has come up with to worship God, which are not in the Bible, which are actually in contradiction to the Bible. But this booklet also tells you that there are holy days which God has enjoined not only Old Testament Israel, but also us today, true Christians, to keep. You need to know what those holy days are. We are not just talking about the weekly Sabbath. We are also talking about annual holy days, which are also called Sabbaths in the Bible. So please ask for a free copy of this booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.